The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, I've got to be very, very careful how I say what I want to say. Because I don't want to be misunderstood. I don't want to be misquoted. And there is enormous potential for both. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour. And my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Now, again, I want to be very careful and very cautious. But it seems that the entire country is obsessed with the Gabby Petito story. She and her fiancé took off for a road trip, and they went out west, and he returned without her and waited, I think, 2 or 3 days before he reported her missing. And when he reported her missing, obviously there was immediately suspicion. You know, why did you wait so long? Where was the last time you saw her? And he refused to cooperate with police. She's missing, but I don't know where she is. I don't know what happened. Just leave me alone. Well, as it happens occasionally, the news media becomes obsessed with a story. And they have certainly done that with this Gabby Petito story. And it's already had, well, it's not over because the her boyfriend, her fiance, is missing. They don't know where he is. But yesterday, they believe that they discovered her body in, I think, the Grand Tetons National Park. They have not released a positive identification yet, but they're, at this point, they're very certain that, sadly and tragically, they have discovered her body. FBI has raided the home of the fiance. He was living with his parents down in Florida. They also raided the boyfriend's, the fiance's sister's house, and it's like wall-to-wall coverage. I've got Fox News here in the studio, and that's all they're talking about. Now, I want to make something absolutely clear. This is a tragic case. It's sad. It really is tragic. But here's my question. Why has the news media become obsessed with this case? There are thousands of missing persons across America. There are thousands of children that are missing. Thousands of young adults missing. Thousands of older adults missing. Sadly and tragically, a missing person is not that unusual today. So here's my ultimate point. We have allowed the news media and activists to determine the value of a person's life. They have to meet a certain criteria according, in order for the news media to determine this is an important life. If you don't meet that criteria, it's just not that important. For instance, four people were killed in Columbus over the weekend. Is their life any less valuable than Gabby Petito? No. There are people being murdered every single weekend in Chicago, Los Angeles. Do you understand what I'm saying? And my concern? We have allowed activists and the news media, we have allowed them to tell us which lives are really important. For instance, and I hate to bring up the race thing, but if you are a young black man killed by a white police officer, you may have a statue erected in your honor. Now, you may have had a long criminal record. You may have been a very violent person. But if you were a young black man killed by a white police officer, then your life is valuable. So valuable, there may be riots. And as I said, there may be murals painted in your honor. There may even be statues erected to prove to the world how important your life was. But if you're a young black man killed by another young black man in a gang, you're not important at all. Can you imagine the funeral service of a young black man in Chicago killed by another young black gang member? Can you imagine his funeral service being broadcast live nationwide? Can you imagine Al Sharpton showing up? Jesse Jackson showing up, the president of the United States. Isn't that bizarre? We do not treat human life equally. And this whole thing about Black Lives Matter, what a joke. The Black Lives Matter movement does not care about hundreds and hundreds of black lives snuffed out early by a gang member or as a result of a crime. The only way your life is valuable is determined by who kills you. And if it's a white person, then your life is important. And if it's a white police officer, then your life becomes very, very important. Now, what about this Gabby Petito? She's not black. She was not killed by a police officer. So why is her... And please, I am not diminishing the tragedy of her death. It's horribly tragic. But the news media has determined that for whatever reason, and I'm not even going to speculate. I have some ideas, but I'm not even going to speculate. But the news media has determined that her life is much more precious than the other missing persons, the other people that have been killed around America in the last week or 2 weeks. And it just, it troubles me. Not that the nation mourns the death of an individual. What troubles me is that we do not put equal value on all lives. And we allow activists and the news media to tell us whose life and whose death is important. I find that to be a very sad thing. I do. I just find that to be a sad thing. If you have a comment, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Before we move on to other topics, I've got Steve in Wyandotte County that wants to talk about the Gabby Petito murder investigation. Steve, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for broaching the subject of the media coverage of this case. I don't watch TV. I haven't owned a TV for 13 years. And yet my all of my pop-ups on my smartphones are telling me about this case. And like you said, Fox, CNN, all of them are jumping all over this. And without really diving into the case to learn anything about it, I think there is somewhat of a van life movement out there of young people traveling cross country in cargo vans, or, you know, trying to spend a weekend in a shopping mall parking lot in a van, and then self-publicizing themselves via social media or via YouTube or things like that. But I say that because, you know, the big hitters in media watch social media to determine what topics or stories they need to pop up and grab a hold of for a national sensation.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Well, I think that's certainly part of it. I was wondering where you were going when you said there's kind of a van movement, and I thought, well, I remember the 60s when hippies were living in vans, you know, and they were traveling all over the country in vans, so that's nothing new. But the social media aspect really is. And, Steve, this is – see, I don't know a whole lot about the social influencers, but there is this large group of people who do nothing but sit around and do podcasts. And they're called social influencers. In fact, I have a friend it's been several months ago that I was talking to this individual. He has a daughter that is making in the six figures by simply doing a podcast, and she calls herself a social influencer. That's all she's doing, and she's making well over $100,000 a year. And I'm thinking, what?
Who in their right mind is paying money that's somehow redirecting that? I mean, so you become a social influencer on a given topic, and then they sell pop-up advertising
on
the blog that talks about your hobby. And so you're thumbing through the ad, through the article, and you accidentally hit one of the buttons, and then that's a and that's a sponsor hit. And I mean, it's really stupid from where I sit.
Well, I think so too. And it's a world that is very active. That, to be really honest, this is a funny duddy alert. I don't get it. I really don't understand it. I really honestly do not understand it. But it is big, this social influencer thing. You know, what are their qualifications? They don't have to have any. What's their education? They don't have to have any. You know, what is their experience? They don't have to have any. They've just got to come across as charismatic, good-looking, outgoing, and they – I don't get it. I really don't. I don't get it.
And that is in large part why the NCAA came up with this idiotic – name, image, likeness compensation crap for college students. I mean, why does a high school kid go to college early to sit on a varsity football bench but still sign a six-figure contract so that his name is on some unrelated sporting goods products. but he's a social influencer. Anybody.
Oh, we lost him. Yeah, we lost him. His signal evidently was a little weak, but some good points. And I'm not saying it's wrong. I just don't get it. I don't know that I will. I don't know that I want to. I've got just enough time for this. You know, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, made big headlines because she wore this designer dress to the Met Gala that said, "Tax the Rich." That was all for photo op. These people are so hypocritical. She is a very, very wealthy person. She was born with a silver spoon in her mouth. She didn't come from poverty. She has always been rich. But tax the rich. Well, you can't make this stuff up. It has come out over the weekend that the designer of her dress is a person by the name of Aurora James. Yes, Aurora James is the designer of AOC's Tax the Rich gown. According to the New York Post, may I quote, "The designer, Aurora James, is a notorious tax deadbeat with unpaid debts dodging her in multiple states." Yeah, she is. She's formed several companies, this designer, Aurora James, and evidently she owes taxes all over the country. Her company, quote, and again I'm quoting from the New York Post, "The company has been served 15 warrants for tax evasion," according to the New York Post. "Three open tax warrants are in existence right now in New York State. She owes $15,000 to the State Department of Taxation." That's just in New York State, and evidently she owes taxes in a bunch of other states as well. So, the woman who designed AOC's gown that said "Tax the Rich" was designed by a tax cheat. Yeah, she has a net worth of at least $2 million. And she said she was glad that the gown delivered a powerful message. But she just doesn't pay her own taxes. Like I said, you can't make that up. Well, if you want to go visit the Vatican, you better get vaccinated. Yeah, that's a wild story, and I'll share it with you when we return.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.